Back here on the Mighty 690 at almost 8:10, and we have joining us back in studio for our first time here in a little bit. We're very glad to have him back. It's Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Good morning, James.
Hey,
well, doing well.
It's great to have you. So, what is our verse of the day, Charles?
It is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It reads, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Charles. And we haven't been able to have you live in studio for a couple weeks, but there's a very good reason for that. And I think the listeners will really enjoy hearing why that is.
Yeah. I've had an adventurous past 2 weeks or so, and had an opportunity to go to Europe. We have some friends that are missionaries in the nation of Slovakia, and arrived there and had it just... had an incredible trip, really.
Oh, that's fantastic. So so where did you go? What did you do? I'm sure it was just jam-packed.
It was. We landed in Vienna, Austria, looked around there for a little bit, and then went to Slovakia. And Slovakia is just a real, I want to say a backwoodsy, but just sort of, you know, you feel like you're going back in time when you go there. And it's sort of, it's remote. Mostly remote, and it's just a whole other world.
Sure.
You know, it's really hard to put into words, but interesting ways of doing life. They have old structures, old castles. We were able to tour a castle there that was really interesting. It was built like in 1200 and has been restored. It was just an amazing castle that had a cave in the bottom of it.
Oh, wow.
And went all through that. And then we branched out from there and we went to Prague in Czechoslovakia, which is like 3 hours away. And the city of Prague, which was a really, really incredible place. This made me realize how much I either slept in geography growing up or world history. Just, you know, there's so much to know about the world. You can't just fit it all in. But there's just so much history there. So many amazing churches. Amazing. There was an amazing cemetery, believe it or not, that we were standing on the street besides the cemetery. And it was above our head a couple of feet.
Uh-huh.
And our tour guide told us that the cemetery actually went below the street that we were standing on. Because it was a Jewish cemetery in uh-huh. Prague. They had, of course, they just didn't have room.
They just had
and so
stack.
They just had them layers
wow.
over 14 feet deep. And it was just incredible. Looking on, you just thought it was a hill.
Sure.
But it was actually a cemetery that was vertical going up and down.
Well, and it's so weird. I think when, you know, we from, you know, America go to Europe, it's just everything is so much older. And it's just,
yeah.
it's, that's what's hard to kind of wrap your mind around. And I've only been to, you know, Western Europe and haven't spent much time in Eastern Europe. But it is just that everything is just, you know, if we around here, we think, oh, man, that building's 60 years old. That's an old building. But their buildings are, you know, 500 years old. And they're just like, they just keep them going.
Yeah, it really is amazing. You know, our ancient history here is like 1860s.
Yeah.
That's like really old because before that, basically nothing happened here that we could have record of.
Yeah, you just have, yeah,
the
tribal records, which, you know, a lot of them didn't write things down. Maybe they have oral history or something like that of the, you know, the Native Americans. But, you know, we don't have a ton to go on as far as, you know, the written, you know, documentation and,
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, we were in Prague, and every house, every building has two different addresses on it.
Hmm.
And it's because they had an original addressing system that when the houses were built, they would get an address.
Yeah.
Well, what that would lead to is on a block, you would have different houses built at different times, so you'd have just these random numbers. And it was just a nightmare to try to navigate. Well, rather than replacing their old addressing system, they came up with a traditional, more modern addressing system, but they couldn't do away with the old one. So every building has two addresses.
Oh, no.
There's one that's like for use for legal purposes, like, you know, for transactions,
sure.
selling. And then the other one is for navigating and getting around.
Sure. Well, and I know I've seen this in some countries. France sticks to mind, where they have the address, like the street names will be just on a random building. I don't know if you ran into that, where we're very used to those street signs.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know in Paris was terrible, whereas they had the actual street names would just be on kind of a random building, maybe above an awning or something.
Yeah.
And then it would change halfway down the block. And so I don't know how different countries do it, but I don't know if you ran into that at all. Thankfully, we have GPS now, which makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't know what we would have done without that. And so there was amazing sights there, old bridges, old structures that just really fascinate me. And then we went to Budapest, Hungary, about another 3-hour drive from there. And, you know, it's like the states over there. Over here, you know, going from Missouri to Arkansas to Kansas, it's like going from different countries over there. And what struck me about Budapest was just how amazingly well the city functions. The subways are just super clean. They are beautifully designed. And everybody's just orderly. And it's just an interesting, really attractive city. You would think of a city, we think of crime-ridden, high risk, things like that. I just felt about as safe there as a person can feel. And it was just an amazing, amazing time.
Did you notice when you're going from country to country, did you notice kind of a stark contrast at all? Or did it kind of flow into each other?
They all have their own little flavor about them, but there wasn't a dramatic difference. Prague was an amazing city. Their transportation system, if you just look it up on Google, Prague's transportation system, or Budapest, they have buses, they have trams, they have subways, they call them the metro there, that are just running almost all the time. You can get a ticket for like $150, $120 a year.
Oh, wow.
And have unlimited rides the whole time. So it's a completely different way of doing things. Over here in America, we're independent. We want our vehicles. We want our freedom and our independence. But just a whole different mindset.
Well, and obviously, you know, with the Hungary bordering Ukraine, was there any, like, you know, we've got the war going on and everything. Was there any, did you feel scared at all because of that? Or was that in the back of your mind at all?
I didn't. And the reason being is because it's next door to Ukraine, the conflict in Ukraine is more on the other side
of
Ukraine.
It's a ways away.
And so it really didn't feel present. It was really absent from the discussion. You know, I think I saw maybe a Ukraine flag a couple of times or something, but
it wasn't impacting the day-to-day.
It really was not, no.
That's really interesting. What about currency? Are they on the euro over there? What is the currency there in that part of Europe?
So there's a different one. Mostly it's the euro. In Slovakia, it's their euro. But in Czechoslovakia, they use a different currency, which I don't have the name of right now.
Yeah.
Hungary, they had a different currency as well. But they're used to it. They're just change it over. A lot of times they would even accept a euro, but it really wasn't a big deal.
Sure. Well, what else sticks out to you about this trip?
So we went from Budapest and we were driving. Our missionary friends, they actually used to be truck drivers back in the day here in the States.
Oh, okay.
And have been millions of miles. And so they drove us around. And we went from Budapest through the country of Slovenia. We actually stayed there and then got up next morning and went to Venice in Italy.
Oh, man.
And this was like on the last leg of our trip. And so Venice was, you know, I've always seen pictures of Venice with the boats in between the buildings.
Yeah.
And with my limited knowledge, I just thought it was sort of a gimmicky thing. That, oh, there's a street with some water on it. But you get there, and it's like, no, that's all there is.
Wow.
Is water everywhere.
Wow.
And there you don't get around unless you're on a boat or where you swim or something. And so they have these public boats that are just a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Their bus system is like a dock that you get on and sit on and wait for the boat to show up. And it shows up every like 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. And there's different boats that are going to different stops.
Now, these are obviously, you know, we see the things with the guy and the stick and stuff.
Yeah.
But are these like covered, you know, like transport?
These are covered, sort of boring buses that are floating.
Sure.
Then they have the decorative, the gondola, the guy that's singing and dressed up and everything like that. It's a pure tourist town.
Sure.
Without tourism, Venice would just cease to exist. I mean, that's just what keeps it going. And we actually found it not as a desirable place as we had expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, there's just water everywhere. And they serve fish everywhere. I'm not a really big fish fan. And so that was a strike against it. And then there's just a smell.
Yes, I was going to ask you about the smell. Because there's the kind of rule of thumb that you should not visit Venice in the summer. Although we're in the spring now, it's still... Apparently, it's not the best.
Yeah, there's 50,000 people that live in Venice on the water. I don't know what their... You know, sewage. I don't know how all that works, but I'm just, you know, your imagination doesn't have to run very far to imagine that it's not a great arrangement. But it was interesting, and there's an island right off of Venice. I can't bring it to mind right now, the name of the island.
Is it Lido? Is that it? It
starts with a B.
Okay. Okay, yeah, there's a bunch of little islands right here. Yeah.
There's one that's Murano, Burano.
Okay.
Murano and Burano.
Yep, I see that.
And Murano is famous for their glass. And we went to a glass-blowing demonstration, and they were playing some music, and we had a tour guide that was leading us there. And one of the parties, one of the members of our group was just sort of clapping with the music. It was fun music.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour guide looked at the glass blower that was getting ready to do the demonstration, and she said, she's an American. She's an American. Which, it's interesting how, as Americans, we stuck out from Europeans there. Europeans are just, they were more reserved, more sober, more, you know, we go to the grocery store and we might just wave at somebody as we go in the door, go out. That doesn't really happen there. Everybody's just minding their own business. And I don't think they were rude, but it's really like, we don't really care if you're here or not.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's sort of the feeling.
Yeah, they're not necessarily being rude, but yeah, to us, we're used to people being, you know, that Midwest, you know, nice and everything.
Yeah, wave at people going down the road. They don't wave.
Uh-huh.
I waved just sort of out of habit, and every once in a while, I get somebody to wave back, but most of the time, they just, you know.
What are you doing?
Minding their own business. Like, what is this about?
Oh, that's so funny.
So from Venice, we went to Rome. And another thing, just showing my lack of knowledge about geography, went through going down to Rome from Venice. It's about a 6-hour drive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I didn't know how mountainous Italy is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mountains
it is.
Everywhere. And we probably went through, I don't know, 30 to 50 tunnels on the way to Rome. The highway was an incredibly nice highway, just straight and very, you know, it's just amazing.
Romans know a little bit about roads.
They do. They have some experience with that. I was joking there. We're driving on these Roman roads, and it's a pure blacktop road, you know, just excellent condition. And but they went tunneled through all these mountains.
Hmm. Yeah, and, yeah. I remember some pretty big tunnels when we went to Italy.
Yeah. And it just really struck me of how all of the tunnels. And then we got to Rome. And Rome was a whole different feel from Venice as far as the feel goes. You know, you didn't have all the water and everything that Venice has. it has more of like a New York City type feel to it.
Okay.
Like a big city, bustling city. It's not tourist dependent. Tourism is big there, but it's not like if tourism went away, it would continue to exist, unlike Venice. And so Rome just had more going on. It felt sort of gritty, like old, which of course it is old.
Sure.
But the streets and everything, there's just a lot of life. Restaurants everywhere. We really didn't have a big emphasis on food on this trip. I sort of wish we would have. We had some decent meals, but nothing really outstanding. We were very thankful to get back to American food. There's just a lot of differences there, and
remember that that they're big on like carbonated water, aren't they?
Everywhere.
It's wild.
Everywhere. I don't understand. They call it gas.
Yeah.
In the grocery store, a whole aisle of carbonated water.
Yeah, I just have never understood that.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal for that.
Because at restaurants, too, they'll ask you if you want it with gas.
Yeah, you cannot ask just for water. It has to be what kind of water, still water or otherwise. So that was strange. But on the other hand, they have a lot less sugar there.
Yes, yes.
And which is a good thing. They don't like ice.
No, that's the other thing. Yeah, it is very rare to get ice. They make fun of Americans and our ice.
Yeah, they don't like their drinks cold.
yeah.
We like them too cold, they say. Even without the ice, right? You know, you can go to a grocery store and you see like pop or something in a cooler. Many times the cooler will not even be turned on.
Oh my.
It's just like room temperature.
What on earth?
I only saw one or two ice makers.
Uh-huh.
Most restaurants didn't even have an ice machine.
Sure. And I'm sure there was no ketchup in sight.
Oh, there was ketchup, but it was not ketchup we're used to. It tasted terrible.
Oh,
it tasted
no.
just like mashed tomatoes.
Oh, no.
And so they would have ice, but it would be like in a ice tray that they have in the freezer that maybe wait for the next American to come through that asks for ice. Oh, we break out the ice tray and give them some ice or something. So it was a whole nother world. And it feels like, you know, our cousins, you know, our people that came to this world, to America, came from there, like the motherland or something. But it was really quite an experience. In Rome, we toured the Vatican and went to the Sistine Chapel. That was incredible. The St. Peter's Basilica, which is the largest. It's not a cathedral. It's a basilica. It's the largest one in the world. It was really quite an experience. There's 66 popes buried in the St. Peter's Basilica in the lower level, and saw that. I like history. I like things like that. And from there, we went to, drove back. We flew out of Vienna, Austria. And so had some stops, stayed in Verona, Italy. We went to the Colosseum in Rome as well. I'd only seen like pictures of the outside, but there's a whole another world inside, and it's mostly, you know, dilapidated or in ruins, but there's still a bunch of structure there that's really interesting to see. So went to Verona, Italy. It has its own Colosseum that was built in AD 30.
Oh, wow.
The Roman Colosseum was built around AD 70, AD 72. And the one in Verona is still in use today. It just blew my mind.
That's crazy.
How they use their structures and how they hold on to history.
Well, I think we could learn a lot from that. We get so short-sighted and we just want to tear something down and build something back, oftentimes at much worse quality.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I think we can take a page out of their book there. So
yeah.
That is so good. Well, Charles, I know we could talk for probably an hour here or more about your trip. I mean, this is just so cool. And my idea, there's nothing better than international travel. How about we take a quick break? We do have a big event that's going on here that is starting today.
Yes, we do.
Interstate Farm and Home Show on the way. So we'll take a quick break. We'll talk more about that coming up. Back here on the Mighty 690, we continue our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And recapping your trip there, Charles, man, it just sounds like so awesome. I mean, I just love hearing about folks' travels, and it really opens your mind and, you know, your perspective so much. But, you know, we have another great event that is on the way here, starting in just a matter of hours at Nellis Hall at CCC. And you'll be there, and I know people can ask you about your trip if they want.
That's
and
right.
And ask you about their insurance and Medicare and you know, all the normal stuff we typically talk about on the show. It's going to be a great opportunity.
That's right. We're looking forward to it every year. The Farm and Home Show, come there. We're going to have popcorn. We're going to have prizes. We have two different prize baskets. We have some giveaways. It's just going to be a great time, and really excited to see our clients and see our listeners. Just come up, introduce yourself. Landon, my son's going to be there. Christy Ewing, Penny Harris. She works in home and auto insurance. And Travis Knight is going to be there some of the time. It's going to be today and tomorrow. We're all going to be there a little different times. But we're really excited to see everybody.
Yeah, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to come, you know, ask maybe a question or two you got. I know you guys got some popcorn, right?
That's right. Good. We've got popcorn. And just come and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. So, Charles, obviously we can find you at the Interstate Farm and Home Show. You guys are going to be there. We've got the show running from 1 until 7 today and 8:30 until 4 tomorrow. But otherwise, throughout the rest of the year and anytime, where can we find you, Charles?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. Our website is skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com. We also have locations in Howard and Sedan.
Okay, well, excellent, Charles. I will see you here. Probably, I know I'll see you here this weekend at the farm show. Cannot wait for that. And now you've got me wanting to look at airline tickets. So
You need to go.
Travel is one of the best things you can spend your money on, to be honest. It's
yeah.
So great. It's always worth it.
It's a great experience.
Yep. Okay, well, hey, we have open line. That will be next here on KGGF.